Hi guys, welcome back for episode 36. So last week we spoke about how to choose a business name that commands attention and builds that credibility. The big takeaway of last week was that your name sets the foundation for perception, authority, and memorability. Now this week we're going to take that step further and talk about how to turn that foundation into a compelling brand story that converts.
Okay, so why do we need to tell a story about our brand? Well, a great story connects your brand to your audience emotionally. And when you'll find that when people have that emotional connection, they tend to stay around your brand further and get involved more. Stories help people understand who you are as a brand, what you stand for, and why they should care. It really helps get into the emotions of the people that or your audience, I suppose, the people that you're trying to target.
Yeah.
Strong narratives can reduce friction in decision making, especially in B2B, where prospects can relate, trust, and engage faster. Now, this is super important when you have in B2B, when you have like essentially a buying committee. So it's not just one person that makes the decision. It generally goes to like a panel of people, like the CFO, the CMO, the CEO, etc., etc. In order to make decisions, and that just helps engage and those decision makers emotionally, I suppose, and helps them make that decision, those decisions quicker. The difference between messaging, what you say, and the story is how people experience your brand, and that's why storytelling matters.
Yeah, well, this is the whole thing with marketing as well. It's not just a case of here's your product. Like, you want to make them feel something. You want to make them act on something, or, you know, choose your service over the others. So you really need to tap into that, those emotions, to get to do that.
Yeah. And I mean, that's even more important for B2B as well, because you're not just marketing to a single person, like a customer, like what you would do in B2C or DEC. You need to actually have that emotional connection, or that connection anyway, at very least, with all of the buying committee.
Yeah.
You know, irrespective of how many people there are that need to help make that decision. And that's harder in B2B than what it is in B2C and things, you know. So.
Yeah. So there's some core elements of a compelling brand story. Your origin is your why. So why does your brand exist, and what is the problem that you solve? When you start a business, you're always going to have a why. Like, why did you do this? Sometimes it can be, you know, you're just trying to make money. But it's not always just about making the money, because, you know, you're passionate about what you do. You know, why did you start it? How did you start it?
Money generally is the result of whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, so when you go into something, while you think, oh, I need to make money, and that's how I'm going to be able to make it faster. Certainly if they're in B2B, that's not actually going to work.
No, yeah.
Because it is a lot harder. So people need to understand your why. I mean, Adonis Media exists to help people grow their businesses, because we know how difficult it is to do that. And the only way that you can do that is to do that with using technology, I suppose, which is where I come from, to try and make it just easier for you to do what you need to do, because there's so many different moving parts in that, you know.
Yeah.
And that's why we do it, you know.
The next one is your mission or impact. So this is the change that your brand is creating for customers or like the industry. Third one is your conflict or challenge. So these are the pain points that your audience will face, and why it matters. Because the next one, which follows on from that, is how your business will uniquely address those challenges. So it's the problems that they face versus what your solution can do for them. And the last one is transformation or outcome. So these are the results and the positive impacts that you are having on your clients.
So if we even look at Adonis Media there, I've already spoken about the first one, you know, why we exist and our mission and impact. I mean, it's amazing. I just find it amazing how we can take a business from nothing, essentially, or where, I mean, in a lot of cases, it's not nothing because a lot of them are generating millions already. But taking them to where they are in 10, 20, 30 times in that by just getting them to follow a process. And that, for us, is that's what our mission is. You know, it's just to take people from where they are and transform them into where they want to be. And the conflict and challenge, the pain points audience face is actually that whole, which we've already spoke about, is actually reaching the people that they need to reach in order to get their message heard, making sure that they're positioned properly for that particular business, and then helping them, and this then moves on to the solution value, helping them show how their solution addresses their customers' challenges.
Yeah.
And then that then leads on to the transformation and the outcome and the results, you know. So for us, you know, take for instance, you know, we've got numerous clients that we can discuss here, but one of them that kind of pops out is the solar company that we work for, you know, where they were doing 1.6 mil. It took them 6 years to get there. Once we implemented our process, which took about six to 12 weeks to do, the next nine months, we helped them generate an extra just over 1.4 mil on top of what they were already doing. So they were doing 3 million, you know, in 9 months. So that's the kind of transformation outcome. And that's exactly why we exist. And it's amazing, even now still discussing it, how amazing that is and how great that makes you feel as a growth agency.
Yeah. It's a very rewarding job, seeing, like, once you get that sort of results, even like smaller results that aren't like 1.4 mil, it's still, and you know, you see the clients happy. They see the flooring company that we have actually emailed me yesterday saying that they're booked out for the rest of the year and it's only October. They're booked out till the, I think, 1st of January or mid-January. And I was like,
And that, absolutely, and that's why we're here. That's why we're here.
You know, we don't,
and we obviously do that through marketing, sales, customer success, and technology. I mean, we've got our own growth platform and things that we do that with. But that in itself helps us tell even more stories about, you know, how we, as Donald Miller talks about in his book, The Story Brand, building a story brand. You know, that we are essentially guiding these businesses. You know, they're actually the hero and the whole story. We're just guiding them from where they are to where they want to be in terms of that outcome that they want to achieve.
Yeah. So aligning your story with audience and authority. So the first thing you need to do when you're, you know, building this story brand, I guess, is understand your ideal client and their language, their values, and the emotions that are going to resonate with them. Because there's no point in saying one thing or saying something that's more targeted to younger, maybe 18-year-olds, when your target market is, you know, the maybe 30s to 40s. That you need different messaging there because it's not going to resonate the same. You need to position your story to reinforce your credibility and authority. Avoid storytelling that is self-centered, so you need to focus on your audience's transformation. And like Derek just said, your client or your audience or, you know, your ICP is the hero in your situation. You are just the person, the little fairy that comes in and kind of, here's a solution, this will help you. But you need to focus it all around, you know, them and how they'll feel. Yeah.
And what happens here is they tend to then resonate with what you're saying. So your website should be less of the
we're number one in Australia,
we've won 5,000 billion awards and this, that, and next thing, which nobody cares about. It should be, you know, it should be using words like you know, so that when someone's reading the content, it's actually speaking to them. And because of they've already positioned a business to focus on that particular client, with their particular way of speaking and messaging, it should essentially feel like the website is actually speaking to them. And this is why your website should be seen as a 24/7 salesperson. You know, it should be seen as an actual person helping them in their journey to yeah. go wherever they're trying to go.
Reducing that friction through, you know, content, helping them, offering services, really just speaking to them.
Yeah, 100%.
So some practical steps to craft your brand story. The first one is brainstorm. So you want to map your origin, think about, you know, your mission, your values, and some client transformations that you've had. I think we've done a podcast on this, but you really want to start from the start, you know. You want to have a nice, solid mission, vision, and core values. What do you actually stand for? Because people will be able to resonate with that. People that you don't want as your, that aren't your ICP, will not resonate with those values, and you'll actually get rid of a lot of tire kickers.
The thing is, this is the first thing we do with every single client that comes yeah. on. Even if they have the value, their values and things defined, we revisit them just to make sure that it's fully aligned with who they are and, you know, what they're trying to achieve and, you know, the transformations that they help their clients get, you know?
Yeah. You want to write your narrative in simple human language. So avoid, you know, the large jargon or trying to sound too, you know, extravagant. Just write it simple and then test it with your target audience to see what will resonate emotionally. From there, you then refine it and you iterate it, and the storytelling is just continuous. So it's not a one-off thing where you've written it and that's it. It's a continuous cycle of updating it and making sure that it's resonating with your target audience and maybe even making it sound better. And you want to integrate the story into all your marketing materials. So this should be on your website. It should be on your socials, presentations, pitch decks. You know, if you're speaking in front of people, tell them about your story. This is... Your story should inspire other people and inspire your audience to come on board with you.
100%. Now, there are some common mistakes that you need to avoid when you're devising your brand story. And that's, the first one is being too generic or vague. You know, your story doesn't differentiate your brand. And differentiation is super, super important, because if you don't differentiate yourself, you know, that means you're just in the sea of sameness.
Yeah, you just get lost.
And nobody cares. So make sure that you write a compelling story, a story that resonates with you, what you're about, what you offer, and how you help guide your customers to become the hero of their journey, you know?
Yeah.
The second one is overloading with features instead of outcomes. Now, a lot of product-based SaaS apps can do this as well. You know, we do this and with this. And as a developer myself, you know, when I create a feature, I'm excited to show people and tell people about it and what it does and this kind of thing. Most people don't care because a lot of the features that are in there, yeah, it's great that they're there. But to be honest, I kind of expected them to be there anyway. So show me the outcomes that I'm going to get. You know, am I saving time? Am I saving money? You know, am I able to reach more of my audience, whatever that may be. The third one is ignoring your audience. So your story must be connected to their experience, you know. So whatever experience it is, whatever their journey is, your story needs to be aligned with that, so that they can then fully resonate with what your story is, and that will help attract your right ICP. The fourth one is inconsistency. So your story changes across channels and touch points. That shouldn't happen. It should be the same message. Obviously, your positioning should stay the same. So your message should stay the same, irrespective if they're looking on LinkedIn, Reddit, Facebook, you know, your website, whatever it is. It needs to stay the same and be consistent. And the last one is forgetting the emotional component. You know, logic alone doesn't inspire action. And most people buy on emotion. Yeah. And then the back up with logic afterwards. This is why you get like buyer's remorse, you know, once they've actually purchased something, because they tend to buy on emotion rather than the logic.
Yeah. Awesome. So some actionable takeaways for you guys to implement this week. I want you to audit your current messaging and brand story for any gaps or inconsistencies. Draft or refine your origin, mission, challenge, solution, and outcome. Align your story with your ideal client's values, pain points, and aspirations. Integrate story across all your channels consistently. And test resonance with a small audience before a wider launch. So, next week on The Adonis Effect, we're going to be taking your brand story off the page and into real life. You've crafted a story that resonates. Now it's time to turn that story into an exceptional customer experience that builds trust, loyalty, and authority in your market. If you want your clients to not only remember your brand, but advocate for it, then episode 37 is one that you don't want to miss.
Looking forward to it, Chloe.
Awesome, guys. Well, we'll see you on the next one. Thank you. Bye.